Three dead gray whales have washed up on two different Kodiak Island beaches recently. Mandy Maguro, the Alaska Marine Mammal Stranding Coordinator with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, says the strandings happened within the span of a week. The first report came in June 25th when residents spotted a young gray whale lying on Passagshack Beach.
It sounded like some of the local residents had been seeing it for a few weeks prior to us receiving the report. And so we were able to work with a local group who is part of our stranding network, and they were able to go out and collect some samples. There is some discussion that the tongue was missing on this young animal, and so if that's the case, we speculate its cause of death might have been due to a killer whale attack.
The Shunack Tribe of Kodiak is partnering with NOAA to assess strandings on Kodiak. The second stranding came just 2 days later in the same area.
We received a second report on June 28th. Of an adult gray whale that was actually fairly fresh dead. That was also in Passagshack Bay in Kodiak. And we were able to get a veterinarian out to conduct a necropsy on this past Saturday.
Then a third whale washed up a few days later on a different part of the island.
And then on Sunday night, our local network partner sent an email saying that they had received a report of another fresh dead gray whale near Port Lyons. And so on Monday, they were going to go out for us and collect some samples.
Maguro says three whales washing up in such a short span of time in the same area is concerning. Preliminary results from necropsies should be back soon, while more detailed reports will take some time. Gray whales are on their annual migration with their young from Mexico, where they winter. They are listed under the Marine Mammals Protection Act.